new leadership for the National FFA organization. I'm joined by Scott Stump, the National FFA CEO. Scott, tell me more about what this position has been like.
Oh, you know, I've been in the position 4 months, and I'm so excited to serve in this role. So excited to helping lead the first time being back in person for our national convention at a time when I think our students really do need that hope, that renewal, that reconnectedness.
What does the National FFA Convention mean to you?
Oh, you know, I have been coming to conventions since 1981, my first year as a freshman in agriculture education. Sang in the chorus a couple of years, and each time it is a chance to get your bucket filled and to celebrate all of the achievements of students from across this nation that are doing such tremendous things of growing in leadership and personal growth and really preparing for a career in agriculture.
So you were an FFA member yourself. Tell me more about that experience.
Yeah, I said yes to doing the Creed contest when I was a freshman, and after a lot more yeses, it really propelled me into my career, ultimately, of being a teacher of agriculture education, of working at the state and national level in leadership and program development, and ultimately to the past few years of serving as assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Education for the Office of Career and Technical and Adult Education.
So why did you make this change to become the CEO of National FFA?
Yeah, it was another one of those opportunities of saying yes. And, you know, all of the other yeses, whether I knew it or not, were preparing me for this step to join with a staff of 103 individuals, to join with a cadre of state leaders across this country and over 10,000 teachers who are devoted to building potential, of taking a student and unlocking within them the capacities that they have yet to discover and setting them up for success. And there's no more important work in the world to do than that.
Well, we're happy to have you here, a part of the National FFA organization, but where are you taking the FFA organization now within the next couple months and years down the road?
Yeah, we're exciting times, and we continue to have our belief in the future of agriculture, which all of us learned as freshmen in our creed. But more importantly, we're going to turn that belief into action, and we're currently working with the board and with state leaders and stakeholders from across the nation to really craft a strategic plan which will guide our work over the next 3 to 5 years. And I know, and as part of that, it's going to be about really digging into our work as being the talent pipeline for the industry of agriculture. I do think it's going to be expanding opportunities for underserved populations and students that don't have access currently to FFA and ag education. And I do think that it's going to be really investing into the authentic experiences for our students through work-based learning and entrepreneurship and setting them up with the skills outside of the classroom that complement the knowledge they've learned to truly set them up for success in their future.
Now our population is just growing exponentially. How has FFA tried to help fill that gap?
Yeah, you mentioned there's by 2030, so less than 10 years from now, we'll have 1 billion more people on this planet. All of those people will need fed, they'll need clothed, they'll need housing, they'll need clean water. We're creating the individuals that will lead the efforts to have the world prepared with the food and the water and all of the aspects needed for quality of life.
So what are you most excited for in the future of the National FFA?
You know, I'm excited that each year we have a brand new batch of students who come in with hopes and dreams, and what excites me is the opportunity to help them unlock their potential.
Scott Stump, the National FFA CEO, the future of agriculture is being filled with FFA members. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stangler.